WCCA. News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, a live call-in talk show presented by the Triana Prevention Center of Port Charlotte. This show is your chance to call in and interact with one of the area's most forward-thinking physicians and ask her questions or even offer your opinion. Our phone numbers when you're ready to call are 206-1580 or toll-free 888-441-1580. From the Triana Prevention Center and filling in for Dr. Triana this morning, here's Jennifer Ewing.
Good morning, everyone. And everyone back at the office also says good morning. Pat, Susan, Fatima, and Shirley are all listening this morning. Since it's the beginning of May, before we kind of get into what we're going to be talking about today, we wanted to follow up with our prevention planning. As you know, starting at the beginning of the year, we wanted to help our patients not fail at a New Year's resolution, but to kind of take month by month in little steps to become healthier throughout the year. So for the month of May, some of our goals were to eat more veggies, walk daily, take our vitamins, follow a low-sodium diet. Someone else was going to follow a low-carb diet. Fatima's goal is to have a healthy baby boy. She's going to
That's very important.
Yes, May 30th.
Excellent.
We're all getting excited
for her. You are.
Yes. We just wanted to kind of follow up with everyone to see how they were doing with their prevention planning, because Dr. Triana's suggestion was to pick something small at the beginning of each month, follow through with it, and then next month when we go on to the next goal, you kind of build from the month before and then add to it. So like if last month you were walking more and then this month you're drinking more water, well, then at the end of the 12 months, we will ultimately have a healthy year rather than having a huge goal at the beginning, like I'm going to lose 20 pounds for my New Year's resolution. And by March, you said, forget it, I can't do it.
So it's one of those situations where you're looking at your idea here is we're going to change people's lifestyles, not just make a nice fancy goal that we all look at for about a month and a half, and then we quit.
Yeah, we get busy or, you know, things change, job changes, life changes, and you're like, I just don't have time for that. We wanted to remind you that the support system is what makes it possible for us within the office. We each are there to help each other if you have a bad day and say, I can't do it. We also really try and support our patients. We've even actually started handing out gold stars to our patients who have come back for their 3-month follow-up and they've either made a significant lifestyle change or their blood results have improved greatly. We want them to know how proud we are and how hard it is to achieve those little goals and to kind of help encourage future improvement, not say, oh, I did really good and okay, so I can go back to my old lifestyle.
And it's not just 4- and 5-year-olds that like gold stars. Trust me.
Right.
Adults like gold stars just as much as the kids do because it means they're accomplishing something.
Yes, because Susan actually in our office goes around at the end of each month and either hands us our gold star or says, you get a frown face for the month. So we also look forward to them and we enjoy handing them out to the patient to let them know that, you know, we are on their side.
That's important.
Yeah.
That support system, I think, is one of the most important aspects of any sort of lifestyle change that you make is having somebody. I mean, if you're somebody that's trying to lose weight by eating right, yet you're household partner, whatever that might be, your kids and stuff are eating McDonald's and pizza in front of you, it's not going to work.
Dr. Tran actually just got back from attending the Cardiovascular Disease Prevention for Women conference. So she's looking forward to bringing us actually the latest guidelines from the American Heart Association. And some of those new guidelines are actually the diet that women are supposed to be following to promote a healthy heart. So that kind of goes back into what you were just saying, where if you're trying to eat one way and feed the rest of the family because they don't want broccoli every night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the kids are, you know what? The kids learn from you. They know, they watch what you eat. And when you're not eating that stuff and it's not in the house, they can't go in the pantry and go, hey, wait a minute. Where's my chips?
Right. And actually, the buildup of plaque begins as a child and progresses slowly into adulthood. This plaque is what actually leads to the cardiovascular disease that we have as an adult, which is the leading cause of death in the U.S. So for those of you who have children in your home, I know this is near and dear to me because we have a new baby boy who just turned a year.
Wow.
So starting to feed him table food has really opened up our eyes to how unhealthy we were actually eating. Like, we had no veggies on our plate at night. So we're trying to incorporate broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and that kind of thing into our diet so that we can show him early on that eating is more than just a pastime. It's a lifestyle that we have to develop in order to be healthy and have more good years, as Dr. Triana likes to call them.
Absolutely.
Some risk factors to look for and to be aware of, like if you are a parent with cardiovascular disease, you need to really pay attention to those things we're doing when children are around, like our eating patterns. If you smoke at home, that's going to maybe give the child the idea that it's okay to smoke, or, you know, they're going to start sneaking your cigarettes. So if it's not around and it's not okay in the house, maybe they'll think twice before they kind of get into the peer pressure stage. Obesity and being overweight as a child has really shown in recent studies the effect it has later on with your own cardiovascular health. Having regular exercise, you know, get away from the TV, go outside and play hide and seek, dance around the house with the music on Sunday. Those kind of things to kind of promote outside activities rather than being inside and kind of vegging on the couch.
That's another area in my own household in which my kids see that. My wife will go out a couple nights a week and do Zumba at a local place. And once in a while, I'll go out for a run. And the other day I was going out for a run and my son goes, "Can I come with you?" And I said, "You're not going to make it," but
right,
he got to ride his bike with.
Right. I was going to say, even if you said, "Ride your
exactly.
bike behind us."
And the great part was I had to push him about 3/4 of the way back home because he got tired. He just couldn't ride anymore. So I had to push and run at the same time. So a double workout.
Double the work. Some ways to help your child develop healthy habits is to be a good role model. Try and eat healthy. Be physically active. Don't smoke, like I said. Practice portion size at home.
That's a huge one.
Or even when you go out. Like the portion size of pasta, I think, is a half a cup or maybe even a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what they serve you when you go to the Olive Garden. It's definitely more than that.
It's a plate, not a cup. Yeah.
And exercise might not sound fun and it might be hard to talk them into it. But just think of bicycle riding. If you weighed 155 pounds, you're burning 493 calories just for 1 hour of riding your bike. Versus how much you're going to eat when you go to Burger King. A double Whopper with cheese is 1,070 calories.
Ooh,
not to mention the saturated fat and the carbs that are in that. So if you do have to go to Burger King or McDonald's because life is busy and on your way to practice or on your way home from practice, you know, we don't have time to cook dinner, let's just drive through somewhere. Well, then try and make healthy decisions there. If you get the burger, try not to eat the bread. Try to skip the fries and maybe get the apples that they offer. Get diet soda or even water versus, you know, the value size and the sweet tea.
Absolutely. So callers out there listening, you're listening to the Slippery Slope of Lipids. We've got Jennifer Ewing in studio filling in for Dr. Triana, 206-1580, 888-441-1580. Give us a call. Let us know what you do. What have you changed? What small steps have you made in your life to help out? What do you do for your kids? And we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. It does start at an early age. I have a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old daughters. And my wife, since they were infants, would cook fruits and vegetables and blend it and put it in ice cube trays and pull out a nice cube of banana or spinach for dinner. And today, they will reach for that stuff before they reach for chips or soda.
And that makes you feel good as a parent, I'm sure, that you've made a positive.
I can't say I do it, but, but they do really well. And, you know, with this obesity and children and things like that, parents start at a very early age. It just, they blend right into it. They don't even realize they're not eating that junk.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. If they don't know the option is there, then they don't even go looking for it. And if it isn't in the house, they can't be getting up in the middle of the night and getting the cookies and milk and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just want to weigh in on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I know one of the things we were looking the other day, because my kids like, you know, it's hot outside. We know it's getting hotter.
Yep.
Well, my kids like to have popsicles, ice cream, whatever. Well, we were at Walmart the other day, and they have the popsicle, you know, make your own popsicle trays. And then we went out and bought the V8 100% juice splash stuff that they have. And we make popsicles. They get to make their own popsicles, whatever flavor. We get, you know, two or three juices. They get to pick which color stick they want for that week, and they get to make their own popsicles. But they're, so I don't feel bad then when they go, Dad, I want a popsicle.
Right.
Okay, sure. Here, take one. And it's juice. It's 100% juice.
Right. Or even like the sugar-free Jell-O. Like,
absolutely.
If you start comparing the labels between the regular Jell-O and the sugar-free, or the Jell-O that you make at home, the instant stuff, even the package itself, the weight, you can feel how much more sugar and stuff they add into it. And you don't really think of it when you're eating it, but when you're preparing it, it's always got to be in the back of your mind.
It's interesting from that gentleman's call. Same thing in our house. They've always eaten vegetables and fruits and things. And the other day, we have baseball practice about four nights a week. And we came home from school getting all changed, and I said, guys, grab a snack. Both of my kids, two boys, 6 and 4, both went in the fridge and grabbed two apples.
Very cool.
And I'm looking around going, wait a minute, are those my kids? How's that where I am? But, I mean, those are things that, as he said, you start them at an early age.
Another thing with that in helping promote the children's self-image is tell them, you know, that the magazine cover is not realistic. The model that you're seeing, that's not what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to achieve a healthy BMI, and not that the child is going to understand what a BMI is, but if they start early and don't have to overcome losing all that weight that they did gain as a child from eating the chips versus the apple, or even going over to the friend's house for a sleepover, you know?
Absolutely.
What are they feeding them? And does your child know it's okay to have that once in a while and not feel guilty, but that I'd rather have an apple?
Exactly. Treat it more like those things, I don't know, whatever those things might be. For certain kids, maybe it's soda once in a while. When you go out to eat, they get a Sprite.
Right.
They get to have, you know, fruit snacks or gummy snacks once in a while. It becomes more of a treat.
A treat.
Which they enjoy more, I think. You know, you watch kids who eat it all the time. It's just like, oh, I'm just eating junk. You know, I'm just eating the regular food. Versus a child who doesn't get it all the time. And now they're handed something they're quote unquote not supposed to have. You know, they look around going, am I supposed to eat this? Should I eat this?
Right. And I've actually seen him say, no, thanks. I'll just have water, or I'll just have the apple instead of the fries when you go to McDonald's.
Absolutely.
And that's impressive to think that we've kind of overcome and we've kind of come back full circle to have healthy children versus the obesity that has had such a high incidence rate recently.
Yeah, it's scary to watch. You know, I coach soccer and baseball and do some things with kids, and watching some of them come out there for the first time and they're obese and overweight, and you go, God.
And it's so hard on them, and they get so frustrated themselves and say, you know, I can't do this, or I'm different than the other kids, and I'm just going to go back home and go back to my video games because I'm better at it.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's just as easy to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, that's a lot more healthy than stopping at McDonald's.
Right.
Throwing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and an apple in a cooler for after practice or whatever you're doing, going to the beach, whatever that might be, than it is stopping at McDonald's and picking up chicken nuggets and throwing it in their face.
Right. I'm glad you said the beach, because the other thing that I kind of just wanted to touch on today from the prevention side of it, since it is getting warmer outside and you start to hear people say, oh, we're going to go to the beach this weekend, or like we're going out on the boat tomorrow for a little bit, is how dangerous the sun is. Actually, in 2002, the United States Department of Health and Human Resources said that the UV radiation from the sun and artificial sources such as the tanning bed has been named a known carcinogen.
Ooh.
So the idea of going out and laying on the beach for a few hours to get my suntan and look all nice and golden brown, really, what are you doing for your health in the long term? And what are you teaching your children who see you going to the beach and not applying your sunscreen? That it's okay not to be in that habit.
Right,
everyone actually makes fun of me at how much sunscreen I put on myself and how much I put on our son. They say, you know, that's a little overkill, isn't it? So I just wanted to kind of remind people the proper way to use sunscreen, who should be using sunscreen, when we should be using sunscreen, and actually what the UV rays are doing to us and our bodies and for the long-term health. UVA rays from the sun actually pass through your windshield, and they're kind of what causes the sunspots and the wrinkles and the premature aging. The UVB rays from the sun can't pass through our windshield, but they're what's causing our sunburn. So we should be wearing sunscreen every day, regardless if you know I'm going to the beach or, hey, I'm just going to be in the car for 3 hours on a road trip or doing sales calls for work or whatever. Sunscreen has to, by the FDA, hold its consistency, potency for 3 years. But you shouldn't even have your bottle for 3 years
if you're using it
every day. Don't put your sunscreen on when you're at the beach and you say, oh, I feel like I'm getting burnt. We're actually supposed to be putting it on 15 minutes before you even plan to go outside.
Okay.
And we're supposed to be reapplying it every 2 hours. Or if you're going to be sweating a lot or swimming, remember to put it on again. Seek shade. Wear the big floppy hats to protect your face and your ears.
They may not look cool, but trust me, that helps the ears and the head.
And you actually can get moles on your eyes. So wear sunglasses, ones with protection, not just the ones that are stylish and really aren't protecting any of the UV rays from coming through the plastic.
Now, is there, and you may or may not know this answer, but is there a difference that you know of between the spray? I know the spray sunscreen is something extremely popular. I mean, we've got kids, so trying to lather them up is not very much fun.
I actually just bought the spray suntan for our son to go out on the boat, and I was like, $10 for the sunscreen? But as long as it's broad spectrum, then you're getting the same benefit, whether it's the lotion or the spray. The spray, you just got to spray it on and then rub it in. So ultimately, it's like the lotion, I think, just in a more user-friendly bottle.
Absolutely.
So the tanning bed, you're getting the same damage as you are from the sun. If you feel like you need to be tanned, the American Academy of Dermatology actually recommends using like the self-tanning lotions, kind of just tint your skin, then you're not doing as much harm.
And we know that there's a whole lot of numbers that go into sunscreen. 30, 15, 70.
Yep.
What should we be using?
We need to be using at least 30.
Okay.
More is better.
Okay.
There kind of was something at some point that said, you know, maybe anything over 80 really isn't doing any more benefit, but at least make sure it's 30.
Okay.
And like women, your face moisturizer, a lot of them has sunscreen in it. Maybe just start looking for some of that so you get protection, you know, underneath your makeup, because your makeup isn't really protecting your face. And you definitely don't want to be applying more makeup to cover up the sunspots that we got when we were younger, 20, and having to be tan and going to the beach every weekend or hanging out by the pool kind of thing. 1 in 5 Americans will actually develop skin cancer within their lifetime. Melanoma has had a huge increase recently, and they kind of contribute that to the increased tanning bed use. Some states have actually banned teens, anyone under 18, from actually being able to use a tanning bed, Vermont and California, to try and help decrease the incidence of that, because white women actually have the highest incidence in melanoma.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guess they didn't want to talk about sunscreen anymore.
Okay. Well, if you if you haven't been to the dermatologist, you don't have a dermatologist, you don't know even who to call, even ask your primary care doctor the next time they're in there, because at the office, Dr. Triana usually looks you over pretty much head to toe and will say, your lesion there looks suspicious. We need to send you to the dermatologist. Then the dermatologist will look, you know, sometimes they'll biopsy it. Sometimes they'll just say, we'll keep an eye on it, you know, so it's not always painful when you go there. But early detection actually could save your life. You know, it's preventable if they get it as it's precancerous before it turns into melanoma. There also is on the website, it's sponsored by the American Academy of Dermatology. The website's called spotskincancer.org. They actually have different things, like tells you what to be looking for in a mole. There's actually a body map on there so you can kind of keep track, because I know when I go to the dermatologist, they say, when did that mole get there? Has it changed? It doesn't look normal, but for you, it might be normal. And, you know, I'm like, geez, I don't know when it was there.
I have never mapped my moles before.
So it sounds kind of corny, and someone looking at you might say, what in the world are you doing? But
if it helps save your life.
Save. Yeah. And save your children's life.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
If they're outside playing kickball or baseball every Saturday for their whole life and they've never put sunscreen on, because you just didn't think of it because you were in a hurry, run out the door.
I was going to say, one of the things that catches my family, myself especially, off guard, is when it's partly cloudy, yet windy. All of a sudden, I think the sun doesn't shine when it's windy.
Right.
Even though the sun's shining, oh no, the rays are being blown by the wind. I mean, the dumbest thing you could think of. But I know I've gotten caught a couple of times when it's been one of those partly cloudy days and it's windy and you're like, oh, I'm not going to get burned.
Yeah, I think 80% of the UV rays still come through the clouds. And don't forget, when you're on the beach and on the water and in the snow, for those people who are up north listening, you're not only getting the UV rays coming down, then 25% of that is reflecting back up at you.
Right.
So you're getting even more.
Right. That's why they say when you're skiing, like in Colorado or Vermont or any of these places where you might ski, to still wear sunscreen, because you can get it on the bounce back.
Right. And I was going to add something else, and the thought is gone.
Last couple of minutes here in the show before we go for the day, and you're listening to The Slippery Slope with Jennifer Ewing filling in for Dr. Triana today. If people have questions, they didn't get a chance to call in, they're driving, whatever the case might be, how would they get a hold of your office?
You can call us at 625-1990. We're there every day. Friday, we're only there till noon, though.
Lucky you.
But someone will always answer the phone.
Okay.
We will always get you in that same day. That's something that we really tried hard to achieve in our practice, is same-day appointments, because we know how uncomfortable it is if you're sick or nervous about something new you found on your skin and you wanted to get it checked out before the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what was that website again for the sunspots?
Spotskincancer.org.
Spotskincancer.org. Yep. We know there's going to be a lot of people out this weekend. Hey, check it out. Country Fest is going on out at the fairgrounds. There's not a lot of shade out there. Make sure you bring plenty of sunscreen out for the day. Make sure you're covered up. Put it on. Reapply.
Reapply.
It's always great to put it on the first time. It's when you get 4 hours in, you're right. Like, ooh, I forgot to.
It's only water resistant, not waterproof.
There you go. All right. Again, Jennifer, thanks for coming in, filling in for Dr. Triana today here on The Slippery Slopes. Give us the phone number one more time.
625-1990.
Excellent. Give them a call if you have any questions, anything you heard today. Give them a call. Check them out. And Dr. Triana will be back next week.
She will either be there or I will be back.
Well, that might be good. There we go. All right. Again, you're listening to Slippery Slope of Lipids. Back next Friday at 11 o'clock.
CCF Punta Gorda.
News Radio 1580.
Charlotte County's only news talk radio station serving you.